Donald Trump Jr. slams Democrat Senators John Tester, Sherrod Brown for cover-up of Biden's health. By Elizabeth Weibel on July 9, 2024. Donald Trump Jr. criticized Senator John Tester, D-Mount, and Senator Sherrod Brown, D-O, for being a part of the cover-up of the current status of President Joe Biden's health, along with supporting Biden's agenda 100% of the time. During a Trump rally in Doral, Florida, on Tuesday, the eldest son of former President Donald Trump told the crowd that voters need to hold those who lied about Biden's health and about him being the right guy for the Democrats accountable. "You have a bunch of Senate races going on right now," Trump told the crowd. Sherrod Brown in Ohio, John Tester in Montana. "They vote with Joe Biden almost 100% of the time. They told you with a straight face, this guy is the right guy for us, and look at the results. Abject failure." Trump's comments come as both Tester and Brown, who are facing uphill battles for re-election in red states, have both stated they will continue to support Biden's continued campaign for re-election, amid calls for him to withdraw and step aside from the presidential race in the aftermath of the June 27 presidential debate. During the presidential debate, Biden appeared to freeze, spoke with a hoarse voice, was unable to get through his prepared closing statement without error, and referenced debunked false claims like the suckers and losers claim and the very fine people hoax. "They pretend like they don't have anything to do with him," Trump added. "Now, they're distancing themselves from him because they're running a campaign, they're running a race. But, you voted with him 100% of the time. You're on the record repeatedly telling us this guy's going to deliver for you, peace and prosperity, and success. And, he's failed across the board." Trump Jr. continued to tell the crowd that the upcoming presidential election was not just about the presidency, adding that Republicans need to win school boards and races for state legislature. "We have to hold those who lied to us accountable for their lies," Trump added. Republican candidate Bernie Moreno, who will face off against Brown in November, responded to Trump's post on X, noting that his opponent is part of the greatest political cover-up in American history. "Sherrod Brown is part of the greatest political cover-up in American history," Moreno wrote. "He knew Biden was impaired and couldn't do the job, but hid it from the American people so he could ram through his extreme liberal agenda. Shameful." During a recent interview, Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, said that people such as Tester, Brown, Senator Bob Casey, DPA, and Senator Jackie Rosen, DNV, would be asked until the cows come home about if they believe Biden is fit to serve four more years. Graham added that while the Biden campaign had stated the president had a cold during the presidential debate, the South Carolina senator believed this is a problem that has been in the making for over a year and that the Democrats had been lying about and covering up.